This morning is a Thanksgiving workshop. That's what I call it. It has many different parts to it. And to begin this and to set our minds, we've got a reading that's going to take place right now. Gentlemen?
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayers and petitions, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Philippians 4:6.
I give thanks to the Lord because of His righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
We are also thankful today because God is our strength and shield.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to Him in song. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Colossians 3:15.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Colossians 3:16.
And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Colossians 3:17.
Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18.
Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Hebrews 13:15-16.
All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Revelation 7:11-12a.
Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Revelation 7:12b.
Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thank you, readers. You may sit down. Okay. Part of doing what we're going to do for the next half hour is I think church should be fun, and I think it should be enjoyable. I'd like to think I have fun at just about every single thing I do. Most of you who know me know that that's true. Amen? Amen. If you're not on that page, you need to come join me. No matter what happens in life, it changes things around. But with that said, in order for this morning to be significant, and to me, fun is significant, it's got to matter. It's not enough to get here and listen to Mike talk for 25 minutes and rant and rave. Who wants that? It's a holiday. Let's take a break. So what we're going to do is we're going to do that. We're going to have a workshop style. But what is going to be the most important part about the workshop is the people that you're sitting near. Oh, this is difficult to say, but oh, so true. As you look around at your table right now, they might not be the right kind of people. Just said that for fun. Here's what we need you to do. Look around your table right now. And as you're looking around that table.
Can I move?
Michael, he's from the league.
Believe it or not, that is an opportunity coming up.
Okay, but if there's just two of you, probably not, you do need to move, or if there's one of you, you need to move. So, what I'm saying is this, is there are some other tables available. It does not matter at this point in time if the table goes to more than four people, it comes far, because it really doesn't matter. But I would say this, if there's two of you, it'd be best if you invited two others to join you or three others to join you. If there's just two of you, if there's one of you, this ain't going to work. So there's got to be at least three of you, preferably four or more at your table. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes to make that happen. We're all adults. Make that happen, okay? Go ahead. And here's your chance to move, yes?
So now you're sitting around the table with each other, and I'm going to take just a brief minute to have you literally introduce yourself. Full name with middle name. go around and introduce yourself to each other with middle name. Go. This only works if you throw yourself incompletely to it. Trust me, but it will be fun. So, let's have our first piece of scripture up here. You notice on your notes this morning, there are three separate sections. And if you remember from the past 3 weeks here at church, we did three separate pieces of scripture, which are now coming back to your memory, because you're going to see them over the course of the next half hour. And the first one to get us started is from Psalm 95, verses 3 to 5. In this case, watch this, I'm going to ask this. Is somebody in here, from where they're sitting, can they see that and read it? Somebody in here see it and read it? Thank you, Stephen Cook. Would you stand and would you read that out loud for us? I would really appreciate it.
For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Stephen. Going to notice on your outline there, it says this, that I thank you, God, for your, and there's a blank. Now, listen, you look at this. For the Lord is a great God. He's a great King above all gods. And this just goes on about who God is and what He has done. The Psalms repeatedly go on with who God is. It's not even some of the psalmists who were talking were people who were in dire straits. And yet, for whatever reason, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, could speak to God and bring up attributes and qualities about God that were just fantastic and praise Him, even though they were in mud up to their ears and the situation wasn't getting better. In some of their cases, they were going to die. But what they were doing was praising God for something about Him, something about His character, something about His inward workings, something about His mind, something about what He did, something about Him. Forget about everything else. Later on, I'll get to some other categories. But right now, what I'd like you to do is to go around in your group. And I would like you to respond to the statement on the top of your note sheet. I thank you, God, for your... And it has to be something about Him. Something about the inner God. Something about the way His mind works. Some quality, some characteristic, some attribute, something about Him that makes Him God. Oh, look at the scripture, verse 3 here. King above all gods, Lord is a great God. Something that makes Him this great God. Something just about Him. Go around in your group and share with each other. Talk back and forth about this. What makes Him that great God? The thing about Him. Go. Okay, time. Time. All right, if you could somehow find me in the room, that'd be great. But the fact that I won't be here very long, I'll be somewhere else. But point of the matter is, I thank you, God, for your... Here's your chance to maybe, hey, listen to this. Share something you heard. All right, I know you think your thoughts were brilliant, but maybe you heard somebody else's brilliant thoughts at the table. And I thank you, God, for your... What did you hear? That is just, wow, I hadn't thought about that. That really was a challenge to me. That was exciting for me to think about that again. I hadn't thought about that in a long time. What did you hear in your group that just stood out? Okay, anybody raise your hand? Go share. Philip.
Yeah. A couple of things, actually. We thank God for the fact that He is so patient with us. That He forgives us over and over and over.
You ever notice it's people like me and you that go there first? Okay, good. I'll just let that one rest. Go ahead, Phil.
And also for His faithfulness and mercy.
Mm.
Think about how He's always been faithful to His promises. And, of course, His great mercy by sending His Son, Jesus, to die for us on the cross.
Yeah. You know, when I was younger and had first gone to a church, I'm in later teenage years now, and I've come to Christ and come to grips with Christ. And these old timers would sit there about your guy's age. And I didn't point at anybody. I just said about your guy's age. And anyway, they would share during testimony of time about the grace of God and God's forgiveness for them. And the fact that, and some would go to tears about the fact that when they were 8 years old, they came to know Jesus Christ. And I literally would sit there as the punk that I was and go, and you can still see it, and would go like this, whatever. And Seinfeld would come up and it was yada, yada, yada. I got it, okay? But the point of the matter is this. As I get older, those things blow me away more than when I was that younger believer. In fact, right now, when you talk about his forgiveness, it almost consumes me that he would do that through Jesus. And instead of getting tired about that same old story by those old people, it's got me more excited now that it's true. I didn't see that one coming. But that's where I'm at right now with some of these things I've heard over and over again. And when I apply it to me, I go, oh, you got to be kidding. And it leads me to praise and worship. I hope you're having a similar experience, because that's how the scripture and those common things hit me now. And it's not a common thing. It's uncommon and spectacular. Okay, anybody else want to raise their hand and share with me what you heard? Yes, Brian.
His precious creation of not just of all things, but his creation of us, his creation of life, love, and peace, and the beauty of all things.
Hold, stop. What are you guys reading at that table? That's really good. You guys should be authors. See, you could open a Daily Bread and get that kind of... That was wonderful. Well said, Brian. Well versed. I'm having people share because of that. I did not think that for this answer to this question. Thank you, Brian. That was fantastic. Okay, somebody else? Yeah, Florence, go ahead.
Long-suffering.
Long-suffering. Which means what?
For our salvation.
Okay, our salvation. For our salvation. Yeah. That's big, isn't it? Don't get any bigger. Thank you, Ed. Okay. Somebody else? Yes, hold it. What did I say I was going to call you?
Lena.
Lena. Okay. Her name is not Lena. We got a little game going, okay?
Lisa, Tina, or Lena.
Okay. I've had it. Go ahead.
God's creatures, our pets, and even the termites. Just everything it creates in this world for us that isn't necessary, but just so beautiful.
Yeah. And some of it really is necessary. But imagine a creative God who sat there and decided, I'm going to create life, and that's going to look like that. Mike's going to look like that. This dog's going to look like... Imagine a creative God that did that while creating the universe. Are you kidding me? And he did it for our enjoyment and for his pleasure and his glory. And you got it. Although, I got to be honest with you, I've never given thanks for any of those wood-flying insects. I've never... Termites, I don't do that. Okay, somebody else want to share? Good, Ann.
He's unchanging.
Ooh, that important to you? It really is. Imagine wake up tomorrow and God changed the rules. Wow. Oh, today, Mike, now you got to do this to get salvation. I'd go, what? I was banking on that. That's a huge deal that God doesn't change. All right. Anybody else? Hand up. Let me see your hand and we'll do a share here. Okay. You hearing this for inspiration? You hearing this to encourage you? Okay, that's why we're doing this. Good. Anybody else? Hand up. What'd you hear? Different. Dennis.
Steadfastness.
Steadfastness. What does that mean?
No matter where we go, we'll always be in the same place and know where to find him.
Okay. Steadfastness. I like that. That's how I bank on that. Janie?
I thank God for the Son and the Holy Ghost. We're redeemed when he sent Christ Jesus to us. I mean, Lord.
Yeah, I know. I can't get over it myself. So, Janie, let me ask you this. When you get to heaven and Jesus is walking around in bodily form because he went back as a resurrected body and you see Jesus, are you going to hug him?
I'll probably fall flat on my
head. Yeah, that's where Mike's going to be, breathing in dirt. Till he says, get up, and I'm going, no, not yet. Not yet. Good deal. I like that. All right, good image. Anybody else want to share? Thanking God for what about himself? Attribute, goodness, Stephen.
His power.
What does that mean for you, Stephen?
He can do it. I can't.
Okay. Well said. He can do it, including the impossible and the big stuff. All righty. Let's move on. There's another point on here, point two. After we see this video, take this in. This is good. Let's have everybody stand, and we're going to read together from Psalm 77, 4.2. So is everybody standing, facing forward? Here we go. Let's read together. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. Your way, O God, is holy. What God is great like our God? You are the God who works wonders. You have made known your might among the peoples. Okay, please be seated. And you'll notice this to me is of interest like you wouldn't believe. I would like to share in your group. Look at your second point. I would like you to share in your group. I thank you, God, for what you did at, or just for what you did. By what I mean here is this. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. The scripture recounts God's deeds with mankind. Not all of them. I hope you don't think that your Bible is the completed compendium of everything that God has ever done. That's not true. God has done things I'm never going to be aware of. I believe God continues to create and do and whatever out there. Go look at the interplanetary pictures from way out there. God did that. And then what else don't I know about? God is constantly at work. But I do know about a lot of his fantastic deeds amongst man, amongst his chosen people. What I'd like you to do right now in your group, on your at your table, is to think about something in the history, Bible history, of what you have read, heard about, or understand that God did, that for whatever, it just captures you. It's just fantastic that God would do this. Think of it like that. And then I thank you, God, for what you did at bang. Whatever that historical thing is that strikes you from the biblical record. Now you got to think a little bit. But this one's got my interest. I want to hear what you come up with. I want to hear what stands out in your mind from what we know of what God did. What one event stands out and you go, that right there, that's the one that one gets my attention. It's going to take a couple minutes and share around the tables. You might have to think for a minute or two. This one's not easy. And then when you're ready, start sharing. Okay, be wrapping it up. Okay, time. This is interesting to me. This should be an interesting little discussion for a few minutes. I am thankful for God for what he did at, or did, biblical history. Beth,
the resurrection
gets to you. Wow. Okay, the suffering before. I was hoping it would take on this light. Suffering before the resurrection. Raise your hand. Get it.
The absolute beginning of all creation, the thought that went in, the power that God had to create everything we are, everything that will be, everything that is.
Notice I don't have a lot of commentary on this because that's unbelievable.
It is.
Okay. If I didn't know the truth, I'd swear you were lying to me. But I know the truth. And I don't get it, but it's cool. Okay, good. Okay. Anybody else? Brian.
Throughout history, from when Noah created the ark, when Jesus was hung on the cross, when this country and several other countries throughout history have had conflict over religion and faith, he has always resolved the conflict by showing us away from evil and that he is always the God that has always prevailed.
Well, no comment. Anybody else? Everybody's dredging in the deep end of the pond. Yes, I didn't see you. I'm sorry, Daniel. You're too close, okay?
I'm like a ninja.
Okay, you're like a ninja.
I'm thankful for what God did at the road to Damascus, the conversion of Paul, and for the sheer fact that the epistles that we have, it may not actually be the epistles we would have if Paul was not converted.
You're right. A hater, yeah.
Or even somebody who has such a passion for Gentiles.
Excellent. Great point. Are you a Gentile? I was. It's a yes or no. It's not. I'm calling you one right now. Okay. Okay. Jerry, up in a tower.
We had a small sample group here, but a long list. But we both finally settled on Calvary. What he did with his shed blood, because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin.
Yeah. Amen. Good. Jim.
The road to Emmaus, because Jesus taught us how to reinterpret the Old Testament.
Okay. Really good. Well, you folks have gone deeper in thought. Philip?
Yeah, we tried to think of something that, not necessarily in the Bible, but that he did. And we came up with the fact that when our country was created, the guidance of our forefathers in developing our country, a constitution, all based on biblical principles.
Yeah, you know, there are also accounts, Phil, of major battles that should have gone the other way, and people will say that God intervened, so that went a certain way. Wow. Okay, thank you. Good. Anybody else before I close this off? Dennis.
When I read that, I thought of something. I finished it by saying that thank you, God, for what you did at South Belmabry and Elrod. But then my wife tapped me, so I can't use that until next time.
Sure, but you get to go first next time. How's that? Okay. And then you can explain to other people who wouldn't know what that means. Okay. You got 10 seconds to do that. Can we skip over the next song, go to part three, just for the sake of time? Okay. Could you do me a favor right now? Could you look at the screen for number three? Could you do that? It's Psalm 68, 19 and 20. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to read it silently. Would you do that right now? I'll know you're done when you look at me. Okay. No, you don't have to keep looking. Nice. Nice. That was well done. Would you look at it? Please continue to look at it now. And can I read it for you? Can I read verse 19 for you? Would you let me do that? Okay, listen closely. All right? Blessed be the Lord who daily bears me up. God is my salvation. If I read it like that, what's different? It's so much easier to talk about them and us and our. Hold it. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears me up. God is my salvation. It changes everything. And I don't want to be selfish right now, but forget about you people. All right? I'm just talking me and him. And I've got the Lord who daily bears me up. And I've got a God who's provided my salvation, which I did not earn. That's phenomenal. That's blowaway stuff that leads me to worship like never before. Now in your group, what I want you to do is to share. I thank you, God, what you did for me. Somewhere in the course of your life where you could point to an event, God, I thank you that you stepped in and you did this. And you've only got a couple seconds to share it with each other, so you better get going right now. Go ahead. Okay, let's be wrapping it up. I would think that you should be able to take the rest of the afternoon with the group you're sitting with, and you do all the talking, and you enumerate line after line after line after line of saying, God, I thank you for what you've done for me personally. Here, there, boom, boom. But to keep my word, Dennis, you say it good and loud, because everybody needs to hear this.
Only other one, what happened at South Dome Green Elrod was God sent the Jeep to run over me, which resulted in me losing my leg, which resulted in friends coming to the hospital and leading me to the Lord.
Amen. You get that, folks?
People to this day that it's better for me to crawl to heaven than to walk with both feet into hell. Mm-hmm.
Did you get that, folks, who've never heard that story before?
Probably not.
That's amazing, isn't it? Great perspective. Okay, what else did you hear at your table that kind of you went, oh, that's really amazing what God did. What did you hear? Anybody? Raise your hand. I'll point at you. I will, Fran. Thank you very much.
Being born into a family that had you knowing the Lord.
Really? A family with a long history of knowing the Lord.
Not mine.
Really? Okay. Somebody else said that. Yeah, not mine either. Isn't it cool when it is lightweight for somebody? I'm glad for them. And for me to start another course in history, I love that. Yes, ma'am.
Steve knew the first time he saw Shelley that he was going to marry her.
Serious. I'd like to explore that, but not right now. Shelley, how do you feel about that? Okay, I'm going to stop. That's great. Are you embarrassed, Stevens? You're not looking up. Okay, yeah. He just kept, like, he was writing notes.
And like, the amazing thing, Jim and Beth didn't know it. They've known each other how many
years? Yeah, a bunch. That's a great fact, though. I wouldn't be ashamed to share that. That's nothing but cool. Nothing but good. Okay, anybody else? Florence?
I heard that someone's life being spared and through death.
Okay, you heard about somebody else's life being spared. Auto accident. You think God has a hand in that kind of stuff? Yes. There's not one place, not one iota of my life that he doesn't have his hand in. Okay, let's understand that. That's good theology, by the way. Personal God. All right?
I think God
March.
Has a lot to do with bringing him into my life and us being together for so long.
That's really cool. That's great. We celebrate that with you. You know that. Okay, hand up. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Bring our family, the Candlewood family.
Yes, we're thankful you're here, bringing your family, the Candlewood family. Yeah, it's fun how that's gone like that, like you've known people for a lot of your life. And Fran, we've never known, but Fran's like I've known him for 40 years. It's amazing. Like we've done things together, but I can't remember when. Okay, and that's where I'll stop. Okay, good. Just kidding, you big guy. I wrestled him in my front yard a few weeks ago and pinned him in my front yard. It's amazing to see that. No, hold on. I'm not done. I got more. I pinned him. I held him down for a good 4 or 5 minutes until he screamed uncle. Yeah, a little bit after church, we'll clear the tables. I'll show you my moves. I'm sorry. Don't hurt me. Okay, good. Anybody else? Yeah, Jim.
Just God's faithfulness to continue maturing us.
Very good. So that the common things about the faith are not common things about the faith, but they're extraordinary and exceptional. The grace of God is more exciting to you than before, even 5 years ago. That's growing in Jesus Christ. That's amazing stuff. Okay, anybody else? Who's back in the sound room? Are we waving again? In the tower?
Yeah, I'm going to cheat and use the microphone that's sitting here right beside me again. This will sound weird. I'm thankful for when my dad died, because that redirected our lives, and God used that to bring me into the direction where he wanted me. And so for that, I am thankful, and for the struggles that came along with that as he used those to glorify himself through my life.
I share that with you. Brian.
Every time that I needed him most, even though I didn't know I needed him in the beginning.
You're like writing a book up here at this table, you know? My goodness, that's good. I like that. Eddie?
There was a period of my life of loneliness. Uh-huh. And I was the best man at Pete Castellani's wedding in Manila. And I was so happy about the joint of these two. I mean, Peter was going through a separate situation. And when he met Ellen, it was the best thing to do, you know? And I got up, and one of the things I said is that I just hope that the Lord finds it, that I will find my Ellen. Florence Ellen.
Wow. Wow.
He answered my prayer.
That's tremendous.
So ended my loneliness.
And you see the hand of God in that.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Can I get the worship people coming toward the front? I'll let one more share. Somebody else want to share as they're getting ready to play? Anybody? Okay. That's a good one. Why don't we stand and let's have a closing song, and then I'll pray us out.